Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, God bless you. This is Apostle Crystal Lee, and I am here with my illustrious brother, prophet, bro, Jeremy Scott Gibbs. Are you on the line, Apostle, prophet, bro?
Amen. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We are 5x5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Finally worked out, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's good when a plan comes together. Tonight is the prophetic roundtable. We do this every Monday night at 8 p.m. And it's 6:30 p.m. is where we are now, Eastern Standard Time. And we're excited to be here with you tonight. Tonight's topic, we're still in our series of Manifested Sons, of the Rise of the Manifested Sons, an exciting topic. But tonight we are on the topic of the fear factor. We want to talk about prophetic integrity tonight, because there's a lot going on in the environment. Lots of stuff going on, and my grandson is standing here next to me shaking his head about Jeremy, like, yeah, that's it, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if you got the memo tonight, you're here by appointment tonight, really, and we're here to really execute the plan, the mandate that God has given us, and that mandate is for the acquisition of souls tonight. We want to impact your soul tonight. And so tonight we want to rise as the manifested sons of God that we really are. That's going to come first from the understanding of our eyes being enlightened, and that that in this hour we would rise to be, you know, the manifested sons that we've been called to be. You can't be scared in this season, I promise you. And we're going to talk about fear tonight, the fear factor, and how that impacts people. Apostle Jeremy, I want to really just kind of take just a couple minutes, just at least a couple minutes, and just pray tonight, because we need to break the power and disarm the power of ungodly fear tonight. So, Father, we thank you tonight for this time, for the prophetic roundtable. We thank you for the word that you're going to share with your people. And we come against and we disarm every power of fear, of ungodly fear tonight, because we know that there is a fear that we should have, and that's the fear that most people run away from, and that's the fear of who you are. And so we thank you tonight for inundating us with the information and the knowledge of who you are, that we might be successful in every area of life. We give you glory, honor, and praise tonight, that even though ungodly fear is being broken, torments, terrors, the release of the fear of the Lord, let it be released on your people tonight in the name of the Lord. We love you tonight and we glorify you.
Amen.
We won't take it back in Jesus' name.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to talk a little bit, too, because we had he's okay. The eclipse that happened today. And I know I called you, Apostle, and it's so imperative, because as prophets, we're always expecting and in the expectation of the Father to speak to us about something or about the things that he's doing. But the one thing that we do know is who we are, and because we know who we are, we know that God is not going to authorize any movement in the earth. He's not going to do a thing until he first consults with his prophets. That's just how he does.
Right.
And so this morning when we were in prophetic prayer this morning at 6:30 a.m., Apostle, It was so funny because I was really, really sincerely seeking the Lord to find out if he wanted to say anything about this thing. And it's almost like he said, did I say anything to you about it? And I was like, no. He's like, well, we ain't tripping. It's no big deal. Nothing to talk about.
Relax.
Nothing to talk about.
Relax.
Yeah, relax, relate, release. Nothing to talk about. So that was the conclusion of the matter during the prayer time. But as I, when I called you, I had just come out of conversation with him, and he was saying to me that the thing that we've been talking about, this is a thing that I've been expressing on many broadcasts, especially on Periscope and on Facebook, this whole thing about the Joseph anointing. Even here on Blog Talk Radio, we've been talking about the anointing of administration, even in our prophetic intercession time. This has been really pressing me since last year. I mean, pressing me strong since last year. And then when you began to talk about it the other week and we had to do the broadcast and talk about it again, I am sensing by way of the Spirit of the Lord that this is an important topic and this needs to be discussed, because there's a lot of fear that people have, Apostle, but they don't have the right fear, you know. So everybody was up in arms because there's so many people saying so much, even people that call themselves prophets of God. They're doing a lot of talking about stuff that really is insignificant, because God's not speaking about, he wasn't speaking about the solar eclipse. Now, I'll tell you what he did tell me to mention tonight, and we may mention it tonight before we get out, but I'm going to open the floor and let you have it. He said, ask the people what's eclipsing their life. What's blocking your life tonight? What's blocking your light? Are you hearing me? Now, this is what the Lord wants to talk about tonight. What's blocking your light? And we have so many things that could be potentially doing that. And this fear factor is a big deal. It could be the thing that's blocking our light. The connections we talked about, divine, apostolic, and prophetic connections. These are all invaluable things to put us in the right position to walk into the promises of God and to maintain them. So this is imperative that we discuss it tonight. Apostle, go ahead. You've got the floor, man, again. Bless you. The prophet said, bless you.
All right. I receive that blessing. There's a number of things. I remember years ago the Lord speaking to me about one thing. I got to mention this right off the bat, and we can't go into real deep detail, but the Lord showed me, he said, I'm the sun. I represent the sun, and you represent the moon, reflecting the light of the sun into the darkness of the world.
Come on. I was on that yesterday, Apostle. I'm trying to tell you. He's the sun, and we're the lesser light. I was just on this. I'm
and the Lord said,
okay.
He said, an eclipse is when the moon gets in the way of the sun and actually causes detrimental. You're not supposed to look at it. Whereas you can look at the moon and it gives you light in the nighttime. It illuminates your path, especially if it's a full moon. But if the moon gets in the way of the sun and blocks the sun, it's actually detrimental. It can cause issues with your eyes if you look at it. You have to wear special glasses in order to look at
that. Retinal damage.
And so that gives us some it gives us some a little bit of insight into this whole understanding that I need to reflect the light, not get in the way of the light. So that's just one side.
Come on, somebody.
But as we were talking about it today, we were talking about the eclipse itself. And the thing that we had brought up, Apostle Lee and I had brought up, we were talking, and I said, isn't it interesting that people years ago, and this is thousands of years ago, they knew when they would study the stars, they would study the movements, and they knew when certain things were going to happen. They knew when certain solar eclipses and other things were going to happen, and they would not tell the people that they knew this. And so what they would do is they would manipulate and control the people through the signs and wonders that were easily predicted. If you were educated and studied it, it was easily understood that this was going to happen at a certain time, but they wouldn't educate the people. So when these eclipses would happen, it was a big,
they
made it out
they
to be this mystical thing, and they would manipulate the people. And that's a parallel to me, because Jesus talked about it. He says to the Pharisees, he says, you know the signs of the time. You can look at the sky and say it's going to rain, but you fail to recognize the season of your opportunity, of your appearance, of the Lord appearing to you. You're missing that completely. And I see so many times in the church where people, leaders do that. And you were talking about prophetic integrity.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where prophets will do that. Where it doesn't matter your station. You can be a prophet, apostle, pastor. But if you're into using fear as a manipulation.
Leadership.
Absolutely.
Come on.
In leadership, you can use fear as a manipulation or a tool to try to control people. And people are going to always do that. But we're pointing it out today that the true gift of God, the true man or woman of God operating in it, is always going to point you to more and more freedom. They're not going to use your ignorance and your fear against
you
to manipulate into things. I was talking with one of my spiritual daughters the other night, and she was dealing with some issues, and I just got on the phone with her, and I said, let's talk about this, and I was helping her to get into a place of liberty and freedom. But so many times people want to
they want to have followers, and they have to have, you know, they have to have followers to validate them and to make them feel like they're who they are.
They have voids, Apostle. They have voids. They have voids.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And so when they start to manipulate and use those things, that's the epitome of witchcraft. That's the epitome of,
witchcraft, using those things. Which is simply what you were talking about. It's what you were talking about when you're talking about these people that use their knowledge, their information, instead of impartation, they're using the information to control, to manipulate, and to just really lead the people in the direction that they want them to go. It's no different, you know, as far as the prophetic goes. You know, this was part of our Torah reading last week, and it's so invaluable. These are important tools that you understand in order to put you in the right position to identify the true from the false. And a lot of times that can be a really fine line, but God has made such an ease out of this thing. But you have to be connected to the Spirit of God to really hear what he's saying. Let me tell you what this thing said last week. I believe it's in Deuteronomy chapter 12. It talks about if a dreamer of dreams begins to prophesy. You're very familiar with this, Apostle. Begins to prophesy, and the dream comes true, then hear him. However, after you've heard him, if he then proceeds to begin to take you down another path into idol worship, idolatry, going down another direction to serve another god, then you're going to have to, well, we know we can't kill nobody in our Western culture, you know what I'm saying? But we can expose that thing. The thing is talking about killing. You're going to need to kill the influence of this thing in your life. You're going to need to kill the influence of this thing in the lives of the people that you know. This is why the Bible talks about not having anything to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Now, that's a really dangerous scripture because a lot of people would really rather just hide things that are going on. But I'm telling you, we're getting ready to approach a day, and the reason I can say this is because I'm a part of this movement. God has spoken to me about some things, and it's going to be some things that's getting ready to be prepared for those who desire to be false. Anything. You go ahead and be false if you want to, because the manifesting sons are rising, and we're going to root you out, and we're going to expose you, and your influence over the people is going to be spoiled. I'm trying to tell you. You've had your day already. Mm-hmm. Every dog has had their day. You've already had your day, and so that time is over. Now this is the time of God. It's the season of the manifesting sons. It's the season of the power of God, and everything that ain't lining up is going to be exposed. It's going to be exposed on a whole lot of levels, Apostle, because really the reality is if you're not operating from a manifested son's position, then what you're doing is going to fail in comparison. It's going to kind of be like the position that Moshe had when he was standing in Pharaoh's court, and all of those magicians and soothsayers, they were trying to imitate everything. Well, you're only going to be able to go so far, you know, because they got to a point, Apostle, where they could no longer imitate anything that Moses was doing.
Right.
They couldn't. Right. They couldn't manifest it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is imperative. Yep. Go ahead, Apostle.
Well, and you can't manifest love. You can't manifest true integrity from a false position. You can only manifest those things. You know, I can, you know, any prophet or soothsayer can tap into the atmosphere. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he said he had this really strange experience, and he sensed that an old friend was, you know, all of a sudden this old friend came to mind. He hadn't thought of this person in 15 years. And he said, it was really strange. And he said, I just felt like I was going to see this person. And he said, we walking through the store and there they were down the aisle. And he said, it just really tripped him out.
Freaked
him
out.
He's not a spiritual person, but he knows me because, you know, I'm the preacher. And he says, you know, he says, what do you think about that? And I said, that's not a strange thing. Yeah, I said, it's only strange to you because you're not operating from that place. He said, well, it was really weird, but then he said, I was really curious about it. And I said, it's a discipline. Jesus knew the thoughts of the people sitting around him. And I said, and that's not even, and I tell a lot of people and I teach this, I said, knowing the thoughts of the people around you and being able to read people, being able to I said, everybody's broadcasting. I said, that's not the spiritual gift.
That's basic.
The spiritual gift
is
knowing what to do with it. That's basic.
Absolutely.
You can get that. And I even told him, I said, you know what, psychics can do that. False prophets can do that.
Called
they can
soul
read
readers.
People.
They're soul readers. You're tapping into people's soulish realm. You're not tapping into,
into the
Spirit of God.
Exactly. But it's the gift of God to know what to do with the information, to know whether – there's been times I've walked into rooms and I'm reading people up and down. I said, Lord, what should I do with that? And he said, don't do – he said, all I want you to do is pray. I just want you to pray. Just pray for them. I'm like, well, I could come up. He's like,
That's right.
I just want you to pray. But most people – when they're in the infancy of that, they'll come into a room and they'll read that person and they'll come over. Oh, I was seeing this and I was seeing that and I was seeing this, because they want to feel, they want to feel grand. They want to feel like they've got, you know, they're the word is aggrandizing. They're aggrandizing themselves. They're making themselves grand in front of these people, you know, trying to make you look good. And the reality is, the true prophet of God, the true leader of God, doesn't look to be impressive. They look to empower people. They look to strengthen people. They look to build people up. They're not looking to go, you know, I did this for you. I did that. Listen, Jesus made himself of no reputation. He emptied himself out. He submitted to himself to the in the lowest position for us.
So his humility actually made his reputation.
Absolutely. And that's the way we're supposed to operate.
His reputation. That's right.
Yeah. And so when we've got a church full of, you know, when we've got leaders that are using fear tactics and manipulation, you know, looking at the tea leaves, looking at, you know, a solar eclipse and issuing a prophetic word. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't do that. You asked. I asked. I said, Lord, is there something about this that I should be saying?
We asked. The prophet,
no.
We both asked.
We asked.
He said nothing.
But I also asked, you know, bug hit my windshield. And I go, oh, what's up with that, Lord? You know, I'm being facetious, but you know what? You understand what I'm saying. And there's a thousand and one things throughout my day where I go, Lord, what is my correct response to this? Do you have anything else
so
to say about
this? Yeah, so what he's saying is that this wasn't a major deal. It was just the fact that there's something that's happening. This is who we are. We're wondering if God has some kind of feeling about this, if there's something that he wants to say about this, which should be a question that every believer is asking God every day. What do you have to say about today? What's today
what
about?
To about?
You know
this?
What I'm saying?
Right.
What do you have to say about today? Right. What am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be actualizing today? You know?
Exactly. And the eclipse itself relies on our five senses. It relies on our sight, obviously, to be able to look up at it or to recognize it. So that's coming back to an earthly, fleshly element. Whereas tapping into the spirit realm, Lord can say, you know what? You go back to that parable Jesus talked about. He says, you look all over, you look at it and you say it's red at night and it's going to be stormy and so it is. But you can't read the signs of the spirit, the signs of the, you know, the real, the things that matter most right now. And so we've got to get back to that. And that's the things we're encouraging people.
We've got to get back to the
prophetic
basis.
Integrity is, you know what? You don't need to prophesy every time. You need to prophesy when the Spirit of God tells you. I've had prophetic words in a room and the Lord said, it's not time. And there's been times that I have had prophetic words when I was younger. The Lord took me through a process where I had prophetic words. In fact, one of the disciplines he took me was he put me in a church where I wasn't able to just readily prophesy.
Apostle.
I submitted to the pastor.
I was just about to say that. How about the times when he did give us the word and nobody let us give it? Nobody let us give
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I said, Lord, what was up with that? And he says, you're going to be disciplined so that when you get prophetic words for people, you know how to go into prophetic prayer first before you go into jumping on the stage and acting like you've got all
the
answers. You know, we've got to walk in that type of humility.
That's where the prophetic integrity comes from. Yeah, that's where the prophetic integrity comes from. It comes from prayer.
And
it comes from intercession. It comes from that intimacy.
Yep. Absolutely. And that doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't exalt us. But he exalts us in a due season after we've humbled ourselves under the mighty hand of God. That's the thing. We're not trying to exalt our throne. We're not stepping into the place, you know, where we're exalting our throne above the throne of God. No, Lord, you know when to exalt me. And when you do, I'm going to do what you want me to do as best I can, to be as obedient as I can. But that's the reality of it. So when we're talking about fear and talking about the signs in the heavens above and signs, you know, those things are for the novice. Those things are for the uninitiated. Those things are for, you
know, green.
The Lord
the green.
Knows. Yeah, the green people. And no, he's like, you know what? I know this is going to happen because I set it in motion, and there are people that study it and know it's going to happen. They can tell you when this, you know, this star is going to be at this certain point and do this, and they know how to navigate by that and everything like that. And yet that's for people who operate in a natural realm. You know, it talks about in Acts where Paul was talking about, he says, you know what? He set different things and appointed where you should live and at what time and specific location, so that somehow you would seek him. So, and somehow, some way, you would look and seek the Lord.
For him.
And Paul, I love this way he says, though he is not far from any of you. You know, he talks about how that is. And so the Lord does all of these things. You know, the solar eclipses, all this. He set that in motion at the beginning of creation, and people will look at it and they go, wow, I guarantee you there were people today that saw the solar eclipse and thought of the Lord. they turned to the Lord and they at least had a thought about him. They at least conversed with him that they normally wouldn't. Not like you and I, Apostle, who we have an ongoing relationship and we went, hey, Lord, is there anything to this?
Absolutely.
I'm talking about people that haven't thought about the Lord in months, looked at that and said, wow, God, that's pretty awesome. You don't think he designed that to possibly get their attention? Absolutely he
That's
did.
Right.
And so
That's
we
right.
as leaders need not use those things and any other tools at our hand to manipulate and control, but to liberate and promote and to
that's
encourage
right.
and strengthen
that's
and
right.
mature people in their faith. And that's what we're endeavoring to
Absolutely.
Do. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. And you know the importance
Amen.
Of this, because we did amen. We did have a
amen.
Conclusion. On some things, Apostle. We need to talk. We haven't talked in 2 weeks, so we're being silly on the air. Listen, y'all, forgive us. But we were talking, when I called you, I was sharing with you that the Holy Spirit was leading me in this direction today as a result of the fact, and we both heard the same things, which is amazing, because the part that you mentioned about the moon and the sun, I didn't even mention that to you. He spoke the exact same thing to me. The exact same thing, that he was the sun and that we were the moon and we were to be a reflection and not to block his light, and then our light needed to shine. We didn't need anything blocking ours either. So,
it's just
amazing how our God operates, and that's what the body is for, so that we'll be fitly joined together and every joint is supplying what's necessary. But I wanted to come back to this whole administrative piece, because it's important that you understand the importance of apostolic and prophetic connection. We need to come back to this, because this is where this fits. Because if you're in a place where you're being led by fear tactics, then that's a problem, because you're never being led to God. You're never being led into his presence, because there's no fear there.
Right.
You know, the fear of the Lord is about the
Perfect
reverence and the worship of God. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Perfect love cast out fear. And if you're in his presence, there's no fear there. He's not even condemning you. Everything that you've already needed has been provided. Your forgiveness, your reconciliation is already there. You know, the father is like that father who runs out and kisses and falls down on his son's neck, the prodigal
Absolutely.
Son that ran off and expended all of his inheritance. Are you listening to me? So he's not looking for an opportunity to bop you on the head. He's looking for an opportunity with open arms for you to come back into his presence. And so I want you to understand that the fear that you need to have is the fear of the Lord, because even though we had this eclipse today and nothing happened, I want you to understand that.
Yep.
When I was sitting here today, the Father clearly said to me, he said, tell my people that that 7 years from now, that's not going to be the case. He hasn't given me all of the ins and outs to give to you, but he did tell me to tell you that it's time to make preparation. It's time to prepare.
Yeah.
What is that preparation about? And Apostle, we've been talking about this, because there's going to come a season where the people are going to be running to the place where they can get their needs met. They're going to be running to the place where they can get food, where they can get shelter, where they can get all of these different things provided, and things are not going to be business as usual in 7 years. I'm not saying that the whole world is just going to be on its ear and you're not going to have any access to anything, like the power is going to go out and we're not going to have power. I'm not saying that. This is not about scaring you. This is about making you aware of what God is saying in this season. That Joseph thing is a real place, and these things are cyclical. They happen over and over again, just on different levels. These things that we're looking at, these are not new things. Like an eclipse is not a new thing. You know what I'm saying? That's an old thing. It's happened century after century. And this one, I don't think we haven't seen an eclipse in America maybe for the last 67 years maybe. I don't know. The last guy that I heard saying something about it, he said it was 1950. So NASA lied and said it was been 99 years, but they lie anyway.
They were skewing it from different levels, but according to statistics, an eclipse happens every 1 to 3 years somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the world,
but
happens.
It may not.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But it may not have happened in the United States for a number of
Absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. I'm dealing with the United
top.
States. Period. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So we need to prepare ourselves, and not in fear of what man is talking about, but in reverence of what God is saying. There's a preparation that is necessary, and that preparation is about your repentance and your returning to the things of God. This is important in this season, because you're going to need to hear. Just like we're able to hear, just like we go and talk to the Father and are able to hear what the Lord is saying, he desires to have that level of conversation with you. Now, everybody's not called to the office of a prophet. Everybody's not called to be to the office of apostle. Okay, I'm not saying that, but God wants nonetheless to talk to all of his children. He wants you to hear his voice. He wants you to be able to move on his command, and it's important that you understand that command is important. You got to be able to hear commands. If you're in an army, you have to be able to hear the commands that are being given, or else you're just not going to be in a bad, you're not going to be in a good spot. You know what I'm saying? If you can't hear the commands of your commander, then that puts you in a bad place. Apostle, go ahead. We've got like 5 minutes.
No, it's so important to hear the voice of God. And again, when we're talking about these subjects today, talking about fear and signs in the heavens and stuff like that, we've got to come back to, you just touched on it perfectly, Apostle Lee, we've got to come back to hearing the voice of God above all, and hearing the voice of God in the little things, like we talked about that. You know, there are people that may have for the first time in a long time looked up to the heavens and said, you know what, God, I should do some communicating with you. I should talk to you, or I am talking to you. Whereas you and I, we're in a relationship with the Lord. You know, I guarantee you, marriage doesn't last very long if you don't communicate with your partner. You don't talk to your spouse.
Come on.
It's not going to last very long. You've got to have that dialogue. You have that communication. And so when we're talking about this, you know, people that use fear, people that, you know, I teach one of the things that I try to teach everyone that comes in my midst is how to hear the voice of God. That's paramount, because if you can hear the voice of God, then you're not reliant upon me. You've got your own relationship, and God desires to have a relationship with each and every person. And so I want to empower you to have your own relationship. And then once you have your own relationship, now we can do some relationship counseling. Now we can say, all right, you've got your relationship. We've helped you build into that place where you got your relationship. Now you've got some questions about how to better operate in your relationship. Great. That's what we're here
for. Absolutely.
That's what
leaders
are supposed to do.
You need some growth and some grace to grow. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So it's so paramount when we're talking about, you know, signs in the heavens and fear and manipulation, things in the church. You got
to
hear for yourself so you're not easily swayed, so you're not manipulated. And again, we go back to Ephesians 4 and how that's paramount, having Ephesians 4 says some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to raise the body up for works of service, and then we'll no longer be infants tossed back and forth by every wind of doctrine and the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Apostles and prophets, the whole fivefold ministry gifting is there to raise up the body to be mature. And so up until this point, the body collectively has not done a good job, but we're here trying to, you know, we're pointing out some of the mistakes, but bottom line, we're trying to encourage leaders. We're trying to encourage lay people. I don't even like using that term, but you know, that makes a distinction you're not in leadership right now. Let's put it that way. You know, you're not in leadership right now. That's fine. You may be in leadership someday, but while you're there, develop that voice within you. Develop that relationship within you, because that's the only thing that's going to matter at the end anyways. Amen?
That's all that's going to – absolutely, Apostle. That's all that's going to matter at the end. And then it is necessary for you to have the proper – the divine connections that God is connecting you to in the season. And so that's why we always open up for you to contact us at kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. Contact us there if you need to connect. If you feel – that you need the proper alignment for the assignment that God has called you to. And then there are many of you that are listening that may not even know your assignment. That's important that you know that, because you were born for a purpose. You were born for a purpose, and that purpose was not to fear. That purpose was to walk in the integrity of God, in the purpose of God for your life. Whatever he's called you to do, he allowed you to be born with that purpose intact. So your success is his business. And your failure is an issue. It's an issue for him as well, because if you're continuously failing, then you're not tapping in yet. You know, the only reason that failure comes is because you have not tapped in. It's pretty similar to those fault lines, Apostle. When you get that eclipse thing happening there, and it begins to come across fault lines and all these different things that they've been talking about, the San Andreas faults and all of these different things that are impacted by this kind of phenomenon, then that shifting starts happening, and it creates earthquakes, and it creates all kind of catastrophe in your life. But God is calling you back to a place of wholeness. He's calling you back to a place where you allow yourself to express his light in the earth, and that's what he desires for you to do. And there's a place for that. You have that ability, because that's how you were created, in his likeness and in his image. Listen, we love you so much. We appreciate you. Connect with us here on Friday night at Faith for Family at 6:30 right here. Get in touch with us on Periscope and on Facebook at Apostle Crystal Lee. You can find Apostle Jeremy anywhere you find me. My bro is somewhere near. I love you guys so dearly. We love you so much, and we look forward to having a conversation with you real soon. Apostle, be on tap, because I'm calling you right now. Love you guys.
Yeah. All right.